Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
McCarthy out. Rodgers and interesting reaction to McCarthy's firing. All sorts of rumblings and rumors. Mark Chamora piped in. I mean, everybody's got a take on this. It's obviously a huge story. And Leroy Butler, as I said, of course, four-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro as well, a Super Bowl champ. And he is royalty in the city of Green Bay in the state of Wisconsin. He's back here on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Leroy? How you been?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And listening to Aaron Rodgers makes me think about when people go to funerals when their parents pass away.
Yeah.
And they cry and they ask God to take me instead of my parents. But when your parents were alive, you didn't compliment him. You didn't even go see him.
Mm. Damn. Wow. Leroy Butler is coming out throwing flames.
Wow. Say all this good stuff when McCarthy was right next to you, Aaron. That would have been great to do that.
Hey, damn. You know, Laura, how bad, was it overblown? How bad was their relationship?
Sounds terrible.
I'm telling you, right?
Well, I think for the most part, it was a working relationship like a marriage. And when you're married, you don't always agree with your wife, but you always say, yes, dear. That means you're... Aaron think that he probably, after 13 years or 10 years together, that he's gotten to that level that he doesn't need to where every now and then he could change a player to. If it's successful, great.
Yeah.
But if you look at the way they lost to Arizona, if Aaron makes a couple better throws, Mike McCarthy still has his job. If a guy they signed on Tuesday intercepts a pass, he still has his job.
Yeah.
So I would say somewhere in the middle, but it was getting bad.
All right. We're talking to Leroy Butler, formerly of the Packers, and he's chimed in. He's out there, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Bunch of Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl, bunch of All-Pros as well. Great player. He knows the organization as well as anybody. Here's my problem with Aaron Rodgers. Number one, he has not played like Aaron Rodgers in big chunks this season. I know he's only got the one or two picks, but he's missed a lot of throws that Rodgers can make, usually with his left hand. And you know what bothers me, Leroy? He comes across as very very calculated, very passive-aggressive, very, I don't know. I just feel like I'm kind of with Mark Chamora here. I feel like he's going to look bad if he already doesn't with McCarthy being whacked with four games to go. Do you feel that way?
I think you're spot on. But for the most part, people used to always say up here, as long as 12 is getting dressed, you got a chance of winning. They don't say that anymore. They say that you have to get talent around him. So they've been trying to do that. It's the sort of psychologist. I would have wanted Aaron Rodgers to say, listen, guys, at the press conference, me and Mike McCarthy had a great run, and maybe we've taken each other, you know, to the limits, but a lot of this I should catch some smoke too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't played to my level. I haven't done the thing. I think I'm 19th in QBR. That stuff you media guys talk about. I'm number one.
Yeah.
So I just feel bad about it. But my loyalty is the guys in this locker room, and I'm going to continue to play for Joe Philbin. But at the same time, VP and possibly a Hall of Famer under Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
I think he deserves better. They should have kept him for at least another month.
I agree. Now, Laura, you do a show out there, so you talk to the fans, you see them, you go to the games, you hear all of this. What is their perception of Aaron Rodgers now, right? Or just in the last couple of months, I guess we could ask.
85% to 90% are on Aaron Rodgers' corner, and they say good riddance to Mike McCarthy.
Wow.
Mike McCarthy held them back. And then when we say, well, Mike McCarthy, wide open receivers, you know, going down the stretch and then throwing 50 attempts and only had 17 points, they'll say, no, you got to get talent around him. He's a Hall of Famer. he's, you know, he's the best we've ever had, and we need to support him, and which I agree with a lot of that.
Yeah.
He needs to catch some of the smoke as well, not just McCarthy. But guess what? We're going to find out against Atlanta. If he starts playing well, people are going to say, well, he plays bad. They're going to say, well, he's on the other side,
yeah,
and he's, you're trending down. So he's in a catch 22.
Wow, that situation, that comment's coming up already? 34, 35, trending down already? Well, start to say that?
Yeah, he's 35 years old. And Tom Brady's, what, 42,000 years old? He still plays decent.
So's Drew Brees. So's Big Ben. So's Phillip Rivers.
Right. Those guys, when you bring that up in the barbershop, people, they want to cut you with the razor to shave
you. Yeah.
No, Aaron Rodgers is better than those guys. I said, but statistically, if you're Aaron Rodgers, fantasy, if you're going into the playoffs, you don't know if you can start it. Right. I mean, it's about numbers, and that's what we've had to go through for a long time, and it has not been there.
Talking to Leroy Butler, great stuff here. Tiki and Tierney, former safety for the Packers, Super Bowl 31 champ as well, of course.
Obviously, the next step is who then coaches Aaron Rodgers, and we don't believe that he's going to have a say in who the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers is. But
I like how you put believe with a small instead of a capital.
Exactly. Exactly. But what kind of coach can deal with an Aaron Rodgers? Because he's unique, man. He's not like the other superstar quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, here's the thing, and that's a great question. Here's the thing. You have to get a coach to bring his system in and has to coach Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers needs to have zero, and I mean zero input to his coach. Aaron, and he shouldn't want it. Aaron should let people know, okay, listen, this Mike McCarthy thing is over, it's past me, I'm ready to move on. If I'm the best, if people say, I'm going to be good in any system. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this next coach one of the best moves of all time. I'm going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to pass Brett Favre in a lot of people's eyes, and I'm going to be rejuvenated. And the only guy I think can do that is a coach that he respects. I don't think that'll be a coach in the college rank because he'll be about the same age as one of these Sean McVay type guys. He's not going to listen to those guys. If you want to get a defensive guy, then you need a guy, a pedigree like a North Turner type who can control the offense. And either one of the Harbaugh brothers will be okay, and they'll be strong on Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be disappointed. And he may not perform well because it'll be hard on him. So I'd say you have to get somebody who's a little bit more harder and has a great system that these guys can flourish in.
You know, as I listen to Leroy Butler, who's with us here on the show, of course, and just great perspective that we can't bring. We're in a studio in New York. You're sitting in the middle of it, man. You do radio every day. This is a real treat, and I know our audience is enjoying this. As I hear you talk, it just entered my mind. I almost am beginning to think that the end, whenever that is, you know, 3-4 years, I'm not saying it's immediately coming. The end for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay is going to be ugly because unlike Brett Favre, where people would walk to the end of the plank in shark-infested waters because they love him and he was a guy's guy and he was relatable and he was a blue-collar dude, I think Aaron Rodgers' personality, which is a little different, we all know that, I think that's going to be a detriment as he ages and his performance weakens. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think there's some truth to that. I think you're ahead of the curve on it, too, because I'm going to tell you something. If Mike McCarthy goes to Cleveland or Detroit or Buffalo and wins 10 games and get into the playoffs, everybody's going to blame Aaron that he ran him out of town. But if Aaron can get back to MVP status, they're going to say, well, McCarthy was holding him back, and we're moving on. But that's how people are going to look at it, because the next person to run this franchise is not on this roster. They're going to draft a quarterback. Now you're going to see what Brett Favre had to go through when he had to sit there with a first-round pick, although it was 24th. Aaron still was a first-round pick. How's Aaron going to treat the next guy that comes in that locker that's going to replace him in a few years? But the good thing about it, he has $130 million guaranteed next 4 years. So, you know, so they're taking – because he's going to be here. I can't see them trading him for like a Herschel Walker trade deal. He's going to be here, so he has to make it work.
Yeah. Now, one thing that did change a little bit, these last couple months is Mike Pettine became the defensive coordinator. They played a little bit better defensively. Do you think that the conversation about, well, Aaron's never had a good defense or Aaron's got to have this around him, do you think that that's changing or heading in the right direction?
Well, it definitely changed. It was number one at one point in sacks, and they did something a lot of people didn't expect. I told you before, if Aaron Rodgers attempted 50 passes and they scored 17 points, you would shake your head, and you lost to a rookie quarterback. You would say, this is not what we're used to seeing. Something had to work. But normally the Green Bay Packers don't have a knee-jerk reaction like firing their coach, the same thing like Cleveland.
Yeah, not to mention a team coming in from the desert and winning at Lambeau. The symbolism.
And they had a kicker that was terrible at the beginning of the year with another team.
Oh, I know.
Comes in and make kicks, and your kicker that lived there missed a kick.
He's missed a few this year. Leroy, before we have to go, otherwise we'd keep rolling with this. Leroy Butler, former champ Packers, of course, great safety, bunch of Pro Bowls, all pro as well, with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I said to Teak the other day, and I really believe this. Listen, prestige aside, there's only one Lombardi. There's only one Lambo. Understood. But when I look at the dynamics of the NFC North, right, the Bears are getting good. The Bears are good, and they have a chance to be really good for a long time. The Lions, all right, you know, they'll make some progress at some point. Basically, and now the Vikings, even though they've disappointed a little bit, they're still competent and certainly a threat. My point is that all these years, the division was garbage, and they didn't max out when the Bears were terrible and the Lions were recycling coaches and the Vikes had about three or four different quarterbacks. Now there's actually competition in the NFC North. So the job from the prestige point of view is great, but I don't think it's an easy job moving forward football-wise.
No, you're right about that. Those teams have had a backseat for a long time. They saw the same movie, and it was starring number 12 and Mike McCarthy. Now they see an opening. So the Green Bay Packers have to get back to winning the division and getting into the playoffs. Ultimately, it's about getting into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Dude, we really appreciate you, man. Every time something pops up, you're always good to us, always generous with your time. We appreciate you calling back a few times when the phone cut out as well. Great perspective from somebody who really knows. Thank you very much.
And Tiki, tell your brother, he's a Hall of Famer in my book.
Hey,
I don't care what people say.
I agree with you. I appreciate that, Leroy.
Nice.
All right, take care, buddy.
Be good, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.